We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Fellow humans, you are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports. Probably episode 53 at this point. I'm Morgan. I'm very stoned. That other little bit of sound on the other end you guys hear, that's Austin. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's going pretty good there, bud. A little bit of an exhale going on here. And just let everyone know, off the top, it is quite windy once again. So be prepared for that.
Well, it hasn't really came through in the previous episodes, but hey, a little bit of weather never hurt nobody, so.
That's not true at all.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah. But how about sounds of weather has never hurt nobody?
That's fair. That's fair.
All right. How's your week been? What's new? How's it going?
Yeah. Well, I know I don't talk about work too often, but it was just cool at like about the 2/3 of the month mark, I hit all my targets for sales.
Ooh.
So that was really cool. And last night we went camping for a night, so that was really cool. Megan's parents were already up at the campsite, so we just parked up there, set up the tent, and I drank way too much.
I love it. Is it close by where you guys go camping or what?
Yeah, it's probably 25 minutes, 20 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Not at all, no.
At all. Well, it sounds like you had a eventful, relaxing weekend. As far as myself, what did I do? Last night, I played, or I had kind of like a family game night, played this Nemesis game. I think I've mentioned it before. Today, I did some dodgeball, which I've been doing on Sundays. One for once, so that was kind of nice. Ended up having a great lunch at Sports on Tap. Played some VLTs, not rich. So yeah, that's basically where we're at now. I'm just counting down the days for the CFL season, and so I'm excited for that. I know Austin's excited for hockey, but before we get to the exciting part of the show, I guess, plugs. So you can reach me at Captain Morgan 2. You can also, I've been doing Twitch a lot more lately. That's also Captain Morgan 2. Rate, review, all that good stuff. Yell to your friend, call a friend. Send out smoke singles. I don't know. I can't speak right now. Austin, plugs, save me.
Yeah, you can follow me at FitzDFitzGerald on Twitter. The main podcast account at PodStone1, because, you know, Austin didn't remember the password. So
Shit happens. We do smoke weed, so.
It does happen. And so at PodStone1 on Twitter, and then on Instagram, TSWGSPod. Check us out and let us know how you're feeling about us. Comment, rate, review, reviews, especially on like podcasts like Apple and Google and Spotify, stuff like that, help a lot. So that would be really cool. And I think that's it for plugs.
Yeah, that would be amazing for one, to A, get our name out there more, and B, just to give us more feedback so we can improve and produce better content is
exactly
my goal. So
100%.
I did go through the Seattle expansion draft, which happened, but I don't really feel like going through it. So let's just skip over that. We'll just skip over hockey altogether. Let's just go straight to football. How does that sound? No?
So I think the big answer on that would be a resounding holy fucking shit no.
Yeah, that little bit of silence also said a lot there too. Fine. Yeah. Since I went through the work, we'll go through the expansion draft. It's going to be hockey part of things. It's going to be mostly expansion draft. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So we might as well get right to it. And so I've broken down by position. So I'll just, like we've done in the past, I'll just go through the names and maybe the, you know, there might be a particular name we stop on and take a little bit more time or all that deal. Austin, you can stop me at any moment. So we'll go through the forward.
Oh, I will.
Beautiful. We can go through, we'll go through the forwards, defensemen, and then the goalies. So this is alphabetical order. It's not as far as teams go. It's not the order they were picked or anything like that, but we got Arizona Coyotes, Tyler Pitlick. I know I put that name down, and I'm going to stop right there because me and Austin kind of already discussed this particular pick because less than 24 hours from them making this pick, they traded it to my favorite team, Calgary Flames, for a fourth round.
Yeah.
In this draft that has came and gone. We'll probably get more depth into that next week because there's just so much to get to.
There's a lot.
Me, personally, I'm very confused of why you would draft a player because they basically just – maybe they think they can get someone better in the fourth round. Than this Tyler guy.
Never hurts to get more young players.
No, but this Tyler, he's not that old either.
No, I don't know. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Good for Calgary, I guess, for getting a decent young player. But it didn't make a whole lot of sense for me for this for the Kraken.
Because like Calgary gave up that pick, and I know in the draft they still had. They still drafted 8 guys. So they had some picks this year.
Yeah.
But might as well keep going or we will be on this forever. Morgan Geeky from, I believe, Chicago or no?
Carolina.
Carolina, sorry.
He is decent. I don't know a ton about him, though.
Yeah, and then Chicago Blackhawks, John, I'm not even going to try. I'll try. Yeah, that's what you guys get. You guys
forced me to try. Oh, yeah, we got John Quenneville.
You guys forced me to try those names and or that name, and that's what you guys get.
John Quenneville, son of Joel Quenneville, coach of the Florida Panthers.
That I didn't know. That's why they call you the insider with your little tidbits like that.
I got you, buddy.
I am going to back up a little bit because I actually watched from start to finish this in the entire draft on TV. And some of the stuff that they did for the draft, like they had the Beast. He was reading some names, and they had a bunch of other of these Seattle famous pro sport player name or people read all these names. And I'm not the only person that can't read names, let's say that. So, yeah, moving right along, we got Jonas
Donskoy.
Donskoy. Yeah, a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. Lots of these names, because you know teams are going to protect their big name guys. So lots of these names, I personally don't really recognize. Some more than others. From the Panthers, you got Kale Jarncrick.
Kale Jarncrick. Can I say the names?
You more than welcome to. Yeah, we're just going through the forwards first here.
Okay, we got forwards. So, yeah, Kale Jarncrick. He is definitely a decent player. Solid winger. I don't know if he's going to win you a cup or anything, but decent little player for sure. That's me next, right?
Yeah, you're doing the names, yeah.
If I'm doing the names, I'm doing the names, right? So other forwards, I think notable ones at least. I think it was funny that they got Jared McCann from the Leafs. Simply because the Leafs made a trade to get Jared McCann to lose Jared McCann, and I think that's a little silly, but I don't know. I guess they wanted to protect Alex Kerfoot. So anyway, they got Jared McCann from the Leafs. Brandon Tanev is definitely a decent player. I was just going to say, I like him. He brings a lot to an expansion team at a decent contract. $3.5 million is not bad at all. I like that pick.
All I was going to say is he's going to be playing against his brother who now plays for Calgary. They're in the same division. One player that I was very, and I can pronounce this name, one player that I'm kind of surprised that wasn't protected was Jordan Eberle.
Yeah.
That's kind of a huge grab for them.
Oh, very much so. Couple more years under contract at $5.5 million. He's 31, but he's a solid winger. He knows how to do it in the playoffs. He's done very well in the playoffs with the Islanders. He never got really the chance with the Oilers because they were garbage.
Yes.
So I really like this pick. It's like you said, it's crazy that the Islanders did not protect Eberle. But solid pick for the Kraken, 100%.
And there's definitely quite a few more forwards that were picked. None really stuck out to me. I really like the name from the Jets, Mason Appleton. I just like that last name. It reminds me of like Applebee's or like apple pie.
I got one more forward pick that I really like.
What'd you got?
Yanni Gord out of Tampa Bay. Yanni Gord was a great, great center for the Lightning in the playoffs and in the regular season. He's a solid player, and he's going to do really good with the Kraken, I think.
Yeah, I actually forgot to put that. I remember seeing that person's name on that list, but I forgot to write it down, so awesome. As far as for me, that basically sums up
the forward group. Yeah.
We might as well move right along to defensemen. There's going to be one particular defenseman that I'm going to save probably to last. Austin can probably guess which one. They did end up picking two brothers, and that was Hayden Fleury and Cale Fleury. They haven't played with each other since they were 5 and 3 years old, so that's going to be very exciting for those two guys.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then from Edmonton, you also got Adam Larson. That's another name that stuck out to me.
Well, and they re-signed him as well.
Yes. So that's huge. I can't remember his exact contract that they resigned him for. It's, maybe you do.
I got it. It's a 4-year, $4 million per.
And there was also something that surprised me. I believe it was from the your favorite team. I personally thought they were going to pick. I guess we'll back up a little bit, back up to the forwards, because I thought they were going to pick Braden Holtby because you guys didn't have him protected, but they ended up taking Cole Lind. What's your input on that loss to your team?
Yeah, I mean, for the Canucks, he's a good young prospect, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's a huge loss. I'm not upset about it at all.
Okay, maybe you did mention it, and I just wasn't listening, but...
I didn't. So thank you for bringing it up.
That's why we're the perfect duo, and everyone should listen to us, right?
Everyone, even Obama. Especially Obama.
Before I get to my particular defenseman that hurts me a little bit, any other names defensive-wise that stick out to you, sir?
On defense, well, I mean, obviously Giordano.
That was the one that I was going to save, but we might as well talk about it. It's fine. We might as well talk about it now. Mark Giordano, as a Flames fan, it definitely stings a little bit more for me because that's the captain.
Yeah.
And I strongly think that he will be the captain for Seattle. But, you know, you never know. They've picked a decent amount of good leaders on the team. So, but I'm not going to be one of those fans that cries about it for too long or ever or at all, really, because
I like how that changed.
Because I know it's business, and this isn't the first time I've been a fan of a sport team and they got rid of a fan favorite.
Well, they didn't get rid of him. They lost him.
Yeah, but they could have protected him other than some of the other defensemen. But I get why they didn't, because, you know, I think he has 2 years left on his contract. And, well, he was actually the most expensive player that they picked, Seattle did, at 6.6 or 6.7, I think.
6.75.
Yeah, I rambled on enough about Gio, so any other names that stick out?
Well, I really liked, they also picked Jamie Oleksiak. 5-year deal they signed him to at 4.6. I like that deal. He's 28. He'll be 33 when it ends. He's a guy that will definitely help out on defense.
Sorry, I was in the middle of a little toke there, but...
Oh, whoops, sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, honestly, you have, Carson Saucy, however you say his name, I kind of like...
Carson Saucy, I believe.
None of the other defensemen really stick out to me because... You know, that's not a name. They're not the flashy players. They're not players, you know, getting all the goals.
No, but they're all pretty big. Most of their players are quite large.
I did notice that when I was watching the program that, well, that made me sound old. When I was watching the program.
Did you folks tune into the radio program? It was in person with video cameras and everything.
Anyways,
I got you, buddy.
Where was I even going with this? Oh, yeah, I noticed that they were huge, massive guys. 6 foot plus, 200 plus pounds. We haven't even got to the goalies yet, and we will. I don't know what I'm going to feel like versing Seattle so much.
It's not going to be fun.
Like, why does our division get... First, they got Vegas as the first expansion team, and now Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's a different argument for a different day, I guess. Speaking of goalies, they could have picked, like I mentioned, Braden Holtby. They could have picked Carey Price, but they went younger. And not terrible goalies, but from the Florida Panthers, they picked Chris. How do you say his last name? Help me out.
Oh, my God. Chris Drieger. Drieger, I believe.
I'm assuming he will probably end up being the starter.
I think they're going to do probably more of a tandem with the other guy.
Yeah, they did mention that, but I don't know. I really like the Chris guy. So we won't just leave this other guy goalie. We
got Vitek Vanacek.
Yes. So you think that will be the duo? And not with Joey Decord?
I think Joey Decord will probably get some games for sure. But I think it'll be mostly Drieger and Vanacek.
Well,
you're here first, folks.
Awesome. Where was I at? Oh, yeah, Seattle expansion draft. That's what we're talking about. Wow. I had a huge brain fart. I apologize. But I don't really have any more to say about the expansion draft. I don't know if Austin does before we move on to more of the hockey news.
No, honestly, I'm excited about the trades too. I'm excited for the new team. The home and opener is going to be October 23rd, I believe, in Seattle, and they're going to be playing the Canucks. So get that rivalry going early. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were, I don't know if you watched the program at all, but
I got snippets.
They were already starting to throw a little bit of. Well, the announcers were throwing shade at basically everyone. But they didn't hesitate to mention the Canucks once or twice, which I think is amazing. It'll take the Canucks off of Calgary's back a little bit. We have Edmonton to deal with. But you did mention trades, and I'm sure there will be a lot more once, because free agency happens on Wednesday, and today's Sunday. Depending when you're listening to this, because that's how time works. Anyways, so we'll probably go into more depth of free agency and trades, but there's a couple trades that is worth mentioning right now. I'm just going to toss it off to Austin and let him talk about the trade that I know is just jumping at his lips to try and leave. That's terrible. Morgan, stop talking.
I'm sorry. Okay, so it was a bit windy there and I didn't catch most of it. Which trade are we talking about?
Your Canucks trade.
Okay. Yes. So I'm a big fan of this one. Some people are skeptical and I get their skepticism, but I'm trying to be optimistic. The Vancouver Canucks got rid of some of the worst contracts on the team. And by contracts, I mean players. Sorry, they are people.
and I should remember that. But it's they got rid of Louis Erickson, which I've been talking about getting rid of for a very long time. They got rid of Jay Beagle, who I've been wanting to get rid of for pretty much since they signed the contract. Same with Erickson. And and Antoine Roussel, I get. I don't necessarily like that we got rid of Antoine Roussel. But I get why, I guess, he had to be part of the trade. And then getting, obviously, I'm burying the lead a little bit here because we got Oliver Ekman-Larsson, which I'm very, very excited about. He's had a couple down years for sure. Sorry?
I just said that's a huge grab.
It's a huge grab. He's had a couple down years for sure, but I think it was because there was too much pressure on him in Arizona to be the leader, and they already have a leader in Vancouver, and they have a leadership team, kind of. So it's, I think he's going to do really well in Vancouver, and I'm very excited for him. Also, Connor Garland, who they will have to re-sign, but I'm very excited about Garland. He is a solid winger who I think is going to be more or less our Toffoli replacement. And yeah. There was a couple picks as well. We sent what was it? First round pick this year, second round pick next year, and the next year is a seventh round pick after that. So I'm not too worried about the picks. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Larsson does in Vancouver.
Well, you were holding your thoughts away. You lock them up, even from me, your friend, your buddy, your pal.
Yeah, we were farming today.
And you still didn't tell me. But no, that's good that you're in favor of that trade. I was personally surprised that it happened.
I personally think Larsson wanted to come here more because the Sedins are part of the leadership or the management now. There's that Swedish connection.
Because I also read that Larsson was only willing to go to two teams, Boston or clearly the Canucks, because he did waive his no move clause.
Right.
So, yeah, it seemed like he just wanted maybe a change of scenery, and Canucks now have him. So, end of October, and you know, however months work, before you know it, we're going to, we're going to see if he gels with Canucks, but that was not the only bigger trade that happened. The last one that I do want to talk about before we move on is, I don't know if you mentioned or not or knew, but the Coyotes also retain 12% of Larson's salary as well.
Yes, which, I mean, cool.
Yeah, there's another little bonus. Yeah, it's probably why they got the seventh round pick in 2023. So,
yeah,
it's probably for that 12%. But anyways, Seth Jones got traded from the Blue Jackets to the Blackhawks. The Blue Jackets, they got Adam Boqvist. Thank you. They also got a first round in the 2021 draft, a second round in this draft, and then they also got a first round in the second or 23rd draft. So if the Chicago's first round pick in the year 2022 is either the first overall or the second overall pick,
then it then goes to 2023.
Then it'll go to 2023. So yeah, that's what we're looking at. I kind of feel like Seth Jones is another one of those players that kind of wanted out. I don't know if you can fill my brain up with any knowledge or anything on like that for this trade. I don't really have too much. Well, I don't know anything about this Adam guy, to be honest.
So Adam Boquist is a solid solid young player, and decent on defense, can contribute. I think he's going to have a bright future. I don't know about if it's going to be in Columbus. We'll see how long he's there. But Seth Jones, now Seth Jones is very polarizing because his last season was really, this past season was not good, but also he had COVID. So before that, people were talking about him being like a franchise defenseman. So I think this could be a really good deal, but there is also a lot of people that say like his, the more fancy stats, I guess you call it, or whatever, getting into the thick of it. And they say that he's not that good. His underlying numbers are not great, but I don't know. I think he could probably bring a lot to the Blackhawks.
See, if the Flames didn't have to give up too terribly much, which it, you know, it looks like they mostly would have had to give up some draft picks and maybe like a third liner or something like that. But
yeah,
losing Giordano, getting Seth Jones as a replacement, I know it's not the same level, but it's not terrible. I would have been okay with that myself, but it didn't happen, and that's the trades that we got for now. Before we move on, do you have anything quick that you want to add about hockey?
I think that's all that we probably missed a whole buttload. There's so much that happened, and there's so much more that's going to happen because free agency is on the 28th, I believe, on Wednesday, and that's going to be wild. So next podcast, hockey will probably be free agents. Free agents and trades. So, yeah, I just look forward to that, and I'm excited that there's a Seattle Kraken team. Now, keep in mind, of all the players we talked about, who knows what the team's going to look like after free agency. I say they should go for, like, Landeskog, just to say why not. But, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, because this is 30 players. 23, I think, are, all, like, on the ice or whatever, so we'll see what happens. But in the recent times, I've been slowly moving up football news, and now it's in the second slot. Right, so coming hot and heavy. We got football. This is terrible. I've been smoking a little bit of weed, but something that has kind of been in the news, but I kind of forgot about it, but I kind of put it in the back of my head because everyone probably knows a guy, well, not everyone, but if you listen to CFL games in the past, you would know a guy named Chris Cuthbert. He used to do play-by-play for TSN. You guys would have heard him a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He now does hockey on Sportsnet. So that's awesome for him. Fine and dandy. But an empty chair, like I can put my phone next to my empty chair here, and it's probably not going to say much and probably wouldn't be that good of a show. Maybe it'll be better. I don't know. I can try it next episode. But what I'm getting at is someone had to fill that spot. So I'm kind of have mixed emotions about how this has played out. And what I'm talking about is the I guess now old host, Rod Smith of the TSM panel. He is now going to do play-by-play. That's the part that I'm not too excited for, because I find him be a drag. Very boring. Puts me to sleep most of the time.
Oh, see, we do not agree on this one.
Oh, well, you might as well tell me right now your thought of Rod Smith before I move on to other news.
I love Rod Smith. He's a consistent dude. I don't know. There's something about him. I like him. I like this move.
Okay, well, you're going to be hearing a lot more of his voice that you apparently love so much. luckily, half of the games I'm going to
be watching. Hey, Rod Smith, if you're out there, please come on the podcast. Morgan will listen. He won't fall asleep, I promise.
Oh, yeah, I definitely won't. I'll just smoke a lot of dope. But, I mean, I'll be at all the home games, so I really won't have to listen to his voice on TV that much, so that'll be handy.
That's true.
But a nice, fresh, you would have heard her. I know it's been a while, but you would have heard her voice on Thursday Night Football. I'm talking about Kate Bernice. I'm very sorry if I butchered that name. I mean, again, if you're listening, Kate, to this podcast, you will know by now I'm terrible with names. Anyways, she is replacing Rod Smith as the host on the TSM panel. So you're going to have Rod Black and all those guys, Milt Siegel. But yeah, she's going to be the host now. So Rod Smith goes to play-by-play, and then Kate, she moves to the host. I love listening to her doing the Thursday night games, and she did that a lot in 2019. I've heard her, like, she's all over the place. That was a terrible sentence. All over TSN, doing basically any type of sport. I know she loves football. I might be wrong on this, but I believe she's also Canadian, so that you don't have some American person doing as the host, which, if that was the case, I would, you know, nothing wrong with that, but it's always nice to keep it Canadian. When you're talking about Canadian football, kind of makes sense to me. But yeah, I personally think that's awesome. That's the part that I was very stoked for, and not so much the Rod Smith aspect of it. But, you know, definitely the Kate stuff. So, Austin, you gave us your opinion on Rod Smith. What's your opinion on Kate? Do you remember her from, like, the Thursday Night Football? Or you would have probably even heard her some of the hockey stuff that you've listened to.
I'm a big Kate fan. I think it's a good move for TSN. I think it's, yeah, Caperness. It's quite the name. No, she's great. She'll do a great job.
But moving right along, we're in the midst of training camp. And I forget what day it was. I believe it was Monday of this previous week. So a few days ago, they had to cut down all their from 100 players to, what was it, to 75 players. So I'm not going to break down all the cuts because I personally don't care. Because they're not on the team anymore. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless if it's some big name that hasn't happened yet, to my knowledge, I did glance through them. But I just wanted to put this out there just so, you know, it just has me a lot even more excited because it means we're getting that much closer to actual football. There were a couple teams, Montreal and Argos, that once this article came out, they have yet to make their announcement on their cuts. I know Saskatchewan was also another one that wasn't in this article. And I believe, or I'm pretty sure that's because with all the injuries that they've been dealt with, at this point, people were still going through quarantine. So they didn't actually have very many people to cut. I think just one or two. Yeah, that's basically enough on the cuts. Like I said, no big major names. One other thing that I want to go through real quick here, I guess we still have time, is Paxton. Sorry, puberty, I tell you.
We got Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, Paxton Lynch. The reason why I'm bringing him up, he might not even make it onto the roster, but I bring him up because, A, this topic or this article involves numbers. And, well, yeah, numbers.
Basically so, numbers.
Yeah, basically numbers. So he used to be, he was supposed to be a huge thing in the NFL. I think he went like 23rd overall. He was supposed to be a big deal. Didn't pan out. But I wanted to put this in here because he did sign a 2-year contract with the Riders, but it clearly shows that A, he's just playing in the CFL to try and get back to the NFL because it's clearly not for the money. Because in the States, when he was there for, I think, a couple of years, he made north of $8.8 million. So that's what he made in the NFL. In the CFL, his contract is $65,000 base salary with a $3,600 housing, $200 per game active roster bonus. So if he was like the backup quarterback, $500 if he plays more than 51% of the snaps in the game. And then you also have $1,000 for West All-Star, $2,000 for All-Star, and $3,000 for MOP. You can add all that up. It doesn't even, like, if you got every little penny, I guess pennies don't exist in Canada anymore, but every nickel, add it all up, you don't even come close to what he was making in the NFL. He must really love the game, and you know, it's not a secret. He clearly wants to go back to the AFL. But I didn't put this in here to talk about a quarterback that probably honestly really won't even play in the CFL. I just put this in here to kind of compare some of the contracts that some of these players in the CFL are looking at compared to like the NFL. So that's why I'm glad that there's, you know, now the single game betting coming into play. That's going to boost run view. I'm happy for the CFL 2.0 that Randy's doing, because that will bring more viewership from, like, you know,
yep,
Europe, Mexico, China, all those great places. All these things is slowly, hopefully, you know, COVID did slow things down a lot, but slowly, hopefully, stuff will get better. We just need to get more attendance in, like, Toronto, Montreal, and, you know, BC won't even hurt. That's all I have for CFL. Like I ask every time, Austin, anything football related that you want to add?
That's it. That's all I got, bud.
That's it. That's all. So, this happened, like, I think it was a day or two after we recorded last episode, but the NBA, they had their championship game, and there was a winner. If you guys didn't know, that's how sports work, unless base, I mean, soccer sometimes can end in a draw.
Yeah.
But most sports, there's a winner and a loser. And the Milwaukee Bucks are the NBA champions. Congrats. Good for them. They were down 2-0 in the series. Sorry. They ended up winning 4 straight. They haven't won the championship since 1971. That's great for the team. And then Giannis, he also won the MVP award, which I personally didn't know. In like the last 2 games of the previous series, he actually injured his knee to the point where he missed the last 2 games, and for game 1 of the finals, he was very, very doubtful of actually playing. He ended up playing, only putting up 20 points, but then game 2 and 3, like we've mentioned before, he had those back-to-back 40-point games, so that was huge for him. And then, you know, he backs off a little bit. So what? He's still putting up 30-ish type points. Ends up getting the MVP. Their team gets to celebrate the championship. All good on this young guy's life, because he also ends up being the youngest player to win the championship since Kawhi Leonard. That was not bad, Morgan. Congratulations. Wow. I'm not going to try again. Since Leonard did it at the age of 22 in 2014, Giannis, even though he's massive, he's only 26 years old.
Which is crazy.
Which is nuts for, like, yeah. Just these athletes, just how young some of them are. I know 26, you know, you're still mid-20s. But he still can probably play for another, if he's healthy and all that stuff, for another decade.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, awesome for him. I saw some clips of him celebrating. He had, like, this big ass box of cigars that he was passing out to everyone, wearing like these snowboarding goggles. I don't know why. Just walking around and yeah, trying to hand out cigars and having a great time. But I mean, if you were an NBA player for one, the amount of money they make, and you just won the championship, I'm gonna party my fucking ass off. I tell you what. Yeah. And it's gonna be very, very hard to get me to stop.
Oh yeah. It won't stop for a while.
But kudos to them. I didn't want to leave that. I know you, everyone that likes basketball that's listening to this probably knows all the info I just said, but that's what happens when stuff happens when you record on a Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday are big news days or big event days.
Yeah.
But something that snuck up on me in the baseball world, that's where I'm sliding right on to home base into baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the Cleveland Indians, I still can say that name for now, is because they haven't officially changed their name yet, but they have officially said that at the end of the season, they will be changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. I didn't look too much into the significance of that name, but I do know it has some type of history behind it. I apologize. I don't know very much history behind Cleveland. I don't know. Maybe Austin does.
No, I don't. But I also was on the same train of like, it is, there is, I guess, some historical significance for Cleveland. So
something to do with like some rock structures or something like that. I don't really want to say too much because I'm going to get it completely wrong, I'm sure.
That's fair.
But regardless of the history, though, I'm not a fan of the name, to be completely honest. It kind of sounds just like Edmonton Elks. Both those names kind of sound like minor league to me.
Interesting. Maybe it's just because we're not used to them yet.
Maybe not. I mean, I'm going to also be completely honest. Two times in a row, I don't watch a lot of baseball all that time. I really only follow the Blue Jays.
Right.
But it's just because you've, you know, Washington in the NFL, they haven't said what their new name's going to be. They're still the Washington Football Club. And then, like I just mentioned, you got Edmonton Elks now. Cleveland's going to be Guardians. It's just nice to see. And I'm okay with these changes in names. Because even if the Saskatchewan Roughriders, even if they were to change their name to whatever, I honestly wouldn't be upset because I'm not cheering the name. I'm cheering the team, and I'm cheering the players that play on that team.
Exactly.
Like, I know when the Elks, when they changed their name and all that stuff, I know there's a bunch of these old-timer season ticket holders that are like, oh, you're not going to get my money now. It's like, well, someone else will buy your tickets then.
Oh, exactly.
It's not like, yeah, I may not be a fan of the name per se, but I'm a fan of the change, and that's kind of where I stand. Austin, what do you think of the name and the change? And this kind of snuck up on me personally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm pretty impartial, though, because like you, I pretty much just pay attention to the Jays. I'm a bad MLB fan. But, I mean, I know they were going. And, yeah, I think it's fine. I think we'll get used to it.
So. Beautiful. That's really all I have. This actually went pretty good. There's a little bit of walk around and stuff going on upstairs. I don't know if that's coming through, but who knows? I heard a little bit of wind, but hey, weather's a beautiful thing. Any other sports stuff, Austin, before we sign off here that you want to toss out to the world?
That's it, buddy. That's all I got.
That's all he has. Well, I'm sure his Austin's voice and mine would be very strained. And I don't know if we will actually be tired of talking about hockey. But next episode, I'm sure it's going to be another hockey full episode. But for all the football lovers out there, before you guys know it, we'll be talking about football right off the hop, because we'll be in full swing of CFL games. And I guess something, because I have a couple minutes that I'm going to mention now. Austin doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. We can treat it kind of like a competition, just like how we do the playoffs in like for the NHL and all that deal. But in the regular season, for all the teams, we're going to pick who we think's going to win out of each matchup in the CFL and just go with the score. We'll pick points for and points against, and whoever gets it closest gets the point. We're not going to do any crazy point scoring like I did in the previous playoffs.
Season, you got to get a little more reasonable.
Yeah, we might even, instead, we'll talk about it more off air, but just let everyone know it might end up being a point differential instead of the points for and the points against. We'll see how it plays out, but it'll be something like that. Just something to add. I've been on a podcast before. I was on in the off season and I really missed out on picking live games. So I can do that now. So that's what we're doing. So
hell yeah. I think
it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. I just have, because I'm very baked, I just have my stoner statement. What we can start off with? Seattle, welcome to the NHL. Football, can't wait. I cannot wait. Section 129. Basketball, Milwaukee Bucks, congratulations. And baseball, Cleveland Guardians. Welcome, I guess, but change is good. Everyone out there, stay tuned or stay stoned. Wow.
Somebody is listening to their own advice.
Okay, well, everyone out there, stay tuned and stoned and safe.
Bye.